This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Mexico's agonizing war on its drug cartels is about to change, and President Obama is about to hear it personally from Mexico's new president. On a trip to Mexico that begins today, Mr. Obama will also focus on trade and economic opportunities between the two countries. But the trip comes at a time when Mexico is altering its cooperation agreements with the U.S., on the fight against drug trafficking. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City, the changes are rattling U.S. officials but scoring political points for Mexico's president at home.
For the past 6 years, U.S. anti-drug officials have had unprecedented access in Mexico. American drones have flown deep into Mexican territory. U.S. agents have been part of high-level training, vetting of Mexican officers, and even staffing regional surveillance centers. Many credit the cooperation for the capture of 25 of the 37 drug kingpins put on Mexico's most wanted list. But those ties are coming under closer scrutiny from the new administration of Enrique Peña Nieto and his PRI party, which just came back into power in December. The PRI had a rockier relationship with the U.S. during its lock on power for most of the 20th century. Peña Nieto's officials were reportedly stunned at the open access granted to U.S. officials during the past administration.
La guerra contra las drogas ya es del pasado. No, lo único que dejó fue un fracaso.
Marcela Guerra Castillo is a senator from the PRI party and heads up the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee for North America. She says the previous administration's war on drugs is now in the past. It was a failure. It left more than 60,000 dead and 25,000 disappeared.
Hay que innovar, hay que ser distintos.
She says it must change. We must have a different security policy. That's what Peña Nieto has done. In the past 4 months, he's dismantled the public security agency that was responsible for most of the anti-narcotics efforts. Peña Nieto plans to build a new 10,000-strong federal police force, and his officials announced this week that all coordination with outside forces will now go through one agency, the Interior Ministry. The changes have led to uncertainty in some U.S. quarters. Tuesday, President Obama said he will withhold judgment until he hears about the changes from Peña Nieto directly.
Some of the issues that he's talking about really have to do with refinements and improvements in terms of how Mexican authorities work with each other, how they coordinate more effectively. And it has less to do with how they're dealing with us, per se.
In a sign that the fight against drugs is still in full force, the Peña Nieto administration announced this week the capture of a key drug kingpin, the father-in-law of Mexico's most powerful drug lord, Joaquin Chapo Guzman. The announcement was a rare departure for Peña Nieto, who prefers to talk more about Mexico's bright economic future. President Obama, who, according to a new poll, is quite popular in Mexico, says he plans to focus more on the economy, too, during this trip. That bodes well for Peña Nieto, who's been pushing for a series of economic and political reforms, says Jorge Chabat, a political science professor at the Center for Economic Research and Teaching.
Obama is supporting Peña Nieto's priorities in terms of the domestic agenda, putting the attention on the economic issues and not in the security issues.
Trade between the two countries tops more than $1 billion a day. And for nearly half of all U.S. states, Mexico is the number one trading partner. That's clearly a much happier story. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.